進入議程第四項同報告事項嚟嘅，係灣仔區破滅罪行委員會工作報告2006年5月嘅文件第79號。咁我就想請 Mr. John Cox 咧係問下佢有冇其他補充啊？個報告大家都應該睇過噶啦。Mr. Cox, please.
Yes, Madam Chair. Just a few days ago, we had the DFCC meeting, and I was able to summarise some of the crime figures for the first 6 months of the year, which are quite new because up till the end of June. A lot of the members here were at the DFCC meeting, but perhaps for the record, I could just highlight one or two.
Please. Yeah.
First of all, looking at the first 6 months of this year compared with the same period of 2005,the overall crime situation in Hong Kong as a whole showed an increase of 3.4%. That's overall reported crime. On Hong Kong Island, that figure shows that the same figure shows an increase of 4.7%. But the good news for Wan Chai District is that there's been actually a decrease in crime over the same period. Very, very marginal, but it is a negative number, 0.7%. Looking at the basic reasons for ups and downs, we've seen further decreases in burglary cases. We have seen a slight increase in robbery cases, but that's based on a particularly low number for the first period of 2005. And in fact, I believe that the robbery figures are quite stable. We're experiencing only about 6 cases per month, when only 3 years ago we were looking at 15 cases per month. The problem areas that we do have are on violent crime. Violent crime being anything from assaults or wounding cases, and other types of violence, for example, robberies. The overall violent crime reports have gone up by only 1.7%, but wounding cases have shown a slightly more serious increase of about 29%. Now, it's a small number base, so it's difficult to use percentages to any effect. But I am concerned about that increase, and I'm looking further into the causes and ways forward. And I'll be reporting in more detail at the next DFCC meeting. But I believe one of the reasons why, as we've discussed before, is this increasing use of Wan Chai and Causeway Bay areas for setting up entertainment-type premises. And the latest figures we have shown, for example, liquor licenses are now standing at around about 800, whereas a year ago that was only 3 years ago that was only 700. So over a period of 3 years, since the economic problems of SARS and the Asian economic crisis, we've seen a 14% increase in the number of liquor licensed premises. The other area of concern remains miscellaneous theft, people leaving their bags, mobile phones, and other valuable items on display and not paying attention, and people are just taking them away. And again, our fight crime activities will be focusing again on this particular problem. And I believe that summarises the crime figures for the first 6 months of this year. Any comments from members are welcome.
好，唔該啊 ，Mr. Cox。咁啊，正如 Mr. Cox 所講咧，其實喺滅罪委員會咧都傾過呢啲嘅數字。咁大家有冇一啲嘅即時嘅意見係要喺呢度反映嘅？如果冇咧，就希望大家如果想跟進咧，就係喺滅罪跟進啦。不過而家 Anna 有一個問題先啊。
多謝主席。啊，主席，我係好中意聽指揮官講嘢，但係咧，我覺得呢個咧係滅罪委員會個報告咧，其實我啲所有區員都已經係 member 嚟噶。咁如果係需唔需要最重複最呢度最要講一次咧？係咪就提供文件作為一個委員會嘅報告，係唔需要最係？即係好似咁 detail 咁，又要麻煩指揮官再讀一次咧。
我唔緊要嘅，我諗我哋而家記錄在案啦，同埋都可以係上網，大家市民可以聽到噶嘛，係嘛？咁我哋滅罪委員會係閉門噶嘛，咁其實咧就即係等我哋嘅市民都係聽 可以聽下咧，究竟我哋灣仔區的罪案咧，其實就原來個數字咧都冇乜增加到咁樣。咁但係因為酒牌嘅相應增加咧，咁就變咗咧就係、是、會令到咧其實有好多嘅其他嘅可能一啲犯罪嘅事件。好嘛，咁我諗係多謝 Mr. Cox 係簡單好咁樣去即係撮要咗佢嘅報告嘅。大家冇意見咧，我哋就備悉啦，我哋備悉呢份工作報告，我哋。